Medical sources in Jenin say that Israeli soldiers killed 4 Palestinians, including a teenage boy, and wounded 20 others as they staged yet another raid on the occupied West Bank city of Jenin. The Israeli newspaper Haaretz said that video showed an Israeli soldier shooting one Palestinian at point-blank range to ensure he was dead. Dr. Wissam Bakr is head of the Jenin government-run hospital.
In fact, it was a bloody day. We had 4 people martyred and more than 20 others wounded. One of those wounded is very critical, with an injury in the head and was transferred to the hospital. Others suffered injuries to the abdomen. They have undergone surgeries and are now stable. The rest of injuries were to the arms and legs. Some will need more surgical care.
It was the latest, bloodiest in a year-long wave of violence in the region. The Israeli military confirmed its troops were operating in the Jenin refugee camp, but provided no further details. The area is known as a stronghold of Palestinian militants, and Israel frequently conducts military raids in the area. Recently, the Biden administration has pushed for calm. A meeting between Palestinian and Israeli officials with the participation of Jordanian and Egyptian counterparts was held in the Jordanian town of Aqaba, and a similar meeting is expected soon in the Egyptian town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Tamara Haddad is a political analyst based in Ramallah. Haddad says that the Palestinian Authority has an important role to play to prevent more Palestinian bloodshed.
It's the responsibility of the Palestinian Authority to find a solution. But by participating in the Aqaba and Sharm el-Sheikh meetings, the Palestinian Authority has given the Israeli occupation a green light to carry out more crimes. For now, the Palestinian leadership should turn to the United Nations for help in stopping the Israeli attacks and not back down from those efforts at the United Nations. In addition, it should now side with the Palestinian people by ensuring protection on the ground. I believe that protection can be maintained by making a survey for the Jenin area, particularly in order to figure out who comes in and out of the Jenin, and this should be the responsibility of PA's security bodies, along with the political factions in Jenin City.
A mature video taken by people in Jenin appeared to show a crowd of Palestinians surrounding a car that people suspected carried undercover Israeli troops and throwing objects at it. Gunshots ring out. Another clip appeared to show Israeli military vehicles towing the car away. The latest Jenin raid came against the backdrop of warnings by the armed wing of the ruling Islamist Hamas party in Gaza that the upcoming period, especially during the holy month of Ramadan, will see more determined Palestinian resistance actions against the Israeli occupation. Tariq Silmi is a spokesperson for the Islamic Jihadi group in Gaza.
Certainly, representatives of the armed offshoots of political factions constantly assess the situation on the ground. Definitely, the occupation's crimes will inflame the region.
Thursday's deaths bring the number of Palestinians killed since the start of the year to 83, as Israel has stepped up arrest rates in the West Bank in response to a series of attacks last spring. Palestinian attacks against Israelis have killed 14 people so far this year. Italy, by the Associated Press, suggests that half of the Palestinians killed this year were affiliated with militant groups. Israel says most of the dead were militants. Nearly 150 Palestinians were killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem in 2022, making it the deadliest year in those areas since 2005. Palestinian attacks against Israelis during that same time killed 30 people. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.